Good afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Per DOD policy, the name of the soldier won't be released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family is notified. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. A missing man was found safe Saturday. 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet was reported missing to the Avoca Police Department Saturday afternoon around 1:30. Pulvermacher, who suffers from dementia, had traveled to Avoca with other members of his group home for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, but walked away from the group. Workers from the group home searched for about an hour unsuccessfully. Avoca Police, along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department and Highland Police, initiated a search for him. At 2 o'clock, help was requested from the Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County K-9 Phoenix. A command post was set up at the Avoca Fire Station, and a unified command structure was established. Responders checked roadways and railroad track areas, including a residence where the subject may have spent time in the past, but were unable to locate him. Additional resources were requested from Iowa County Emergency Management, Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, the Iowa County Drone Team, Iowa County Tech Rescue Team, and the Wisconsin DNR. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department Communications Center sent out a message on Facebook regarding the missing man and gave out his description. A silver alert was activated through the Wisconsin Department of Justice a short time later. K-9 Phoenix discovered a track for the subject through a part of the village. Responders were broken into search groups and a grid search of the village was conducted on foot. Drones deployed and worked with the groups but did not locate Pulvermacher. At approximately 3:40, a call for assistance was placed to the Wisconsin Drone Network and to a canine search organization known as SOS. Officials believe the man may have entered a wooded hillside south of the village. The search was expanded to include the wooded area and the rural area surrounding the village and around Avoca Lake. At 5:38, a citizen notified Avoca Police that a subject matching the description of Ray Pulvermacher was seen southeast of the village, exiting a wooded area. The citizen offered him a ride and transported him to the Avoca Fire Department. The subject was the missing 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet. Pulvermacher was uninjured and reunited with his caregivers. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable said 10 emergency agencies and over 50 responders assisted in the incident, which lasted almost 5.5 hours. If you thought the sky looked a funny color on Saturday, you can thank Texas. The National Weather Service says the storm system that brought rain and high winds to the state on Friday also brought a batch of dust kicked up from high winds in Texas. The effect is much like the hazy air we've seen the past few years from Canadian wildfires. The dust did raise air quality alerts, but was gone by Sunday. In addition, high winds caused storm damage to several structures and homes in southern Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. DPI has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map that to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on DPI's website. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for the possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals and efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.86 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.57 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is down 10.6 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 42.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 5 cents in the last week and stands at $3.56 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "As concerns over tariffs and policy uncertainties grow, gas prices have continued to decline across much of the country, raising the possibility that the national average could slip below $3 per gallon and approach some of the lowest prices seen in years." He added, "However, this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated, as it comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops, along with demand for other refined products like diesel and jet fuel. We've already seen some signals that the months ahead could be challenging. All of this suggests that gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if economic conditions improve, gas prices could eventually follow suit and start rising again." One woman received injuries following a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on Highway 133 just west of the city in the town of Boscobel. During the investigation, it was determined Colleen Barrett, 52, of Boscobel, was traveling east on Highway 133 when she looked away from the road to answer her cell phone. When Barrett looked away to answer her cell phone, her vehicle began to veer off the roadway to the right. Barrett attempted to maintain control of the vehicle, but she overcorrected her steering and ended up crossing the center line and entered the ditch on the opposite side of the road. Barrett's vehicle traveled down the embankment and rolled an unknown number of times before coming to rest on its wheels. Boscobel Fire and EMS responded to the scene. Colleen Barrett was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital by Boscobel EMS and then transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. Barrett was cited for inattentive driving. With the news that retailer Joann Fabrics declared bankruptcy and announced the closure of all physical store locations, scammers are wasting no time setting up fake going out of business and liquidation websites. The Better Business Bureau has received numerous reports on BBB Scam Tracker about fake closeout sales. To avoid fake going out of business sale scams, always confirm the website's URL. Scammers love to build fake websites that look like the real thing. These fake websites can be very convincing, so take extra steps to confirm what website you are on. Often the URL is either off by only a letter or two, or it may add extra words that still look convincing. Joann's official website is joann.com. Instead of clicking on ad links, go directly to the official website. Be wary of deals that sound too good to be true. Use your credit card for online purchases. Credit cards offer additional fraud protection that debit cards don't. If you accidentally purchase something from a fake website, your credit card company may allow you to contest the charge and get your money back. Be careful with what information is being asked of you. If you're checking out when shopping online and are suddenly asked for additional personal information, like your social security number, take that as a red flag for a scam. If you've been the victim of an online shopping scam, share your experience on BBB Scam Tracker. Protesters didn't stop over 100 people from attending the Lincoln Day dinner in Richland Center. The Richland County Republican Party hosted the event Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. It featured a number of speakers who included Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz, Hannah Teston, chair of the 3rd Congressional District, State Senator Patrick Teston, Judge Maria Lazar, Appellate Judge, Court of Appeals District 2, and Congressman Derek Van Orden. Van Orden reiterated that he spoke with Elon Musk, and Orden stated veterans, farmers, and those receiving Social Security will not be harmed by federal budget cuts. It's a Fix-A-Leak week. To celebrate, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of preventing household water waste and practicing water conservation in recognition of the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix-A-Leak Week. Fix-A-Leak Week is the perfect time to fix any leaks you've been putting off. Household leaks can waste more than 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide, costing consumers millions of dollars. By fixing household leaks promptly, consumers can save water and money and prevent damage to their floors, furniture, and possessions. To make it easy for residents, the EPA's Fix-A-Leak Week webpage provides guidance on detecting and fixing the most common household leaks. These helpful steps can get you started. Check for leaks in your home, business, or workplace. Use the EPA's Detect and Chase Down Leaks at Home checklist. Start toilet and faucet repairs with helpful information from the Fix-A-Leak webpage. Learn how to replace your shower head with a video from WaterSense. And don't be afraid to consult a plumbing professional to help you get your leaks fixed or old fixtures replaced with more efficient models. Household leaks aren't the only places where water can be wasted. Large business operations like dairy and agricultural operations can also experience leaks. These leaks can quickly amount to a lot of water, so prompt repair can help businesses save money and boost their bottom lines. For additional information about water use in your home or business, visit the DNR's Water Conservation and Efficiency webpage. If the child you love is hurting so badly they're harming themselves, you probably feel the pain too. Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide. Alongside community-wide efforts, DHS encourages parents, caregivers, and community service providers to support youth by recognizing the signs that may lead to self-harm and encouraging open, honest, and judgment-free conversations about mental health. Signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal or changes in mood and behavior, reduced time with peers or family members, unexplained cuts, burns, or bruises, typically on the arms, legs, and stomach, finding razors, sharps, knives, or other items that may be used to self-injure, and keeping arms and legs covered even when it is inconvenient to do so. Parents, caregivers, guardians, and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming should take the following actions. Learn more about self-harm and find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Address the problem head-on. Do not ignore the problem or treat it like a passing fad. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem-solve or put things in a more positive light. They should instead focus on confirming what they are hearing young people say. And recognize when professional help is needed. Find information about the signs of a mental health crisis, including when to seek immediate help on the crisis services, identifying a crisis page. The controlled burn scheduled for tonight in the City of Richland Center has been canceled due to high fire danger. It has been rescheduled for tomorrow night at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey season today, with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild license portal and at all licensed sales agents. Sales will begin and run through midnight each day, beginning at 10 a.m. Anyone still seeking harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. New this year, if hunters do not have a Go Wild username and password, they will be required to create them. This is to add another layer of protection to Go Wild accounts. The DNR highly recommends that hunters create their username and password before they try to go on, as they will not be able to make their bonus harvest authorizations purchase before they have created them, which may slow down their purchase experience. This means that if people are in the queue to purchase a bonus harvest authorization but have not yet created their username and password, they will not be able to do so until it is their turn to enter the site. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunities to purchase authorizations. Hunters are encouraged to check the turkey zone map and spring turkey bonus harvest authorization availability to see if harvest authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of one per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 2025-26 season do so to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easily as possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting public comment on its planned 2025 spongy moth aerial treatment plans. Beginning in May and continuing through July, DATCAP plans to treat selected areas in western Wisconsin using low-flying planes. A total of approximately 69,065 acres at 27 sites in 8 counties are scheduled for treatment. These areas have been identified as having increasing populations of spongy moth, a destructive non-native insect with an appetite for hundreds of different species of trees and shrubs. Counties to be treated include Grant and Lafayette. Spongy moth program staff will present information regarding treatment plans at an upcoming public open house meeting at the Platteville Public Library Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30. Attendees will have the opportunity to speak with staff, learn more about spongy moth, and view maps of treatment areas. Treatment plan maps, spray information, fact sheets, and other resources can be found at smaerialspray.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH or email questions or comments to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Treatment plans for 2025 are dependent on federal funding. Vernon County is no stranger to disasters, and emergency management wants to provide a time for you and your family to get information and resources before an emergency or disaster happens. Vernon County Emergency Management will host a Disaster Recovery Resources Seminar Wednesday at the Westby Performing Arts Center starting at 6. The purpose of this seminar is to give resources and information to citizens before a disaster occurs so they know where to start and are able to recover faster if affected by an emergency or disaster. Several organizations will be in attendance to provide a short 10 to 15 minute presentation on who their organization is and what they can offer for assistance. Handouts and brochures may be available as well. The event is free and open to everyone.